This week on Chicago Beer Path, Nick and I go back to the future as we head to Emporium Arcade for some Twin Pine Malls, and then we get dressed up for Halloween. It's this weekend. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again for our last episode of October.
Dude, this thing's going by way too fast, man.
I know. We just hit. This is episode 100, too.
So for fuck's sake. Already?
That's a milestone.
Dude, I'll drink to that, man.
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers, man.
And every week we're drinking some local beer. This week, no exception.
Yeah. So we've got Empirical Brewing. They're, this is their Gamma Ray Ginger Wheat Beer. Uh-huh. Now, I've had this beer before. They had a launch event out in the burbs, out where Buckledown is, like near Lyons. There's a distributor out there.
Yeah.
Oh, so, but those guys, from what I understand, are off the project. They started from scratch, and now they're like, they've got a new brewer and a new location. So I'm looking on the bottle, and it says something about what looks like, you know, what's that, Edgewater? Like,
yeah.
You know, Foster Avenue.
Foster, yeah.
That's pretty far north. Oh. That's like Damon and Foster, basically.
Well, I know my uncle, I think, did the electric in this brewery, like helped wire it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His company did, so.
Yeah.
So he knew about it before I even knew about it. I had another one of their beers that is like in a green bottle. Is it like their, maybe it's, I wanted to say Gamma IPA, but I don't think that's right.
This is my first time seeing them in packaging. I saw them at last year's Local Brews, Local Grooves, and that's when they were telling me the story about they moved and they're doing things differently.
Uh-huh.
This is an interesting beer. It's like, when you read it, it's got this, it says it's got cracked black peppercorns in it, but it's a wit beer, and they threw a ton of fresh ginger in here.
Yeah, it's got a lot of ginger. If you do not like ginger, you're not going to like this beer.
Yeah, and acidulated malt.
Uh-huh.
That's for you, Brad.
Really? I didn't know. I'm not in love with this beer. It's interesting, but it's definitely not one that I'm like, give me another one of it.
Yeah, you're kind of one and done with this. Maybe like a 6 ounce pour of this.
Yeah.
The flavors are all over the place. It's interesting. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't turn me off from this brewery. It seems interesting. I want to have more stuff from them. So it's not like, oh, that's disgusting. Because I think it's just the flavor for me isn't working.
But yeah, exactly.
That's subjective, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be down to try it again. And I'm actually glad we're trying it on the show. I mean, you find some beers from all over the place, man. So
yeah, there's so many Chicago breweries. You know, we talk about them all the time. And it's just like they keep growing and new beers come out. And it's hard to keep up with. So it's a good excuse to have like a new local beer every week.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's artwork on here from Twist Out Cancer. So they give 10% of this beer to the Twist Out Cancer program.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, and it's a really cool lady. There's an artwork on the – she's got a mask on and she's got some lipstick, and it's all about cancer awareness. So there's that.
If you're watching the video, you can see that.
Video.
And then we have some – we had a backup beer. You know, you never know what's going to happen with these new beers. So we got some Moon Man here as well. We'll probably dive into from New Glarus.
It's a veteran move right there.
Yeah.
That's like, it's almost like you've done like 100 episodes of this show or something.
And, you know, you never know what you're going to get into. We might just go and go hours later. Yeah. Just thirsty.
Yeah, true.
So if you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do on the show is we talk about our past week adventures in drinking.
Yeah.
And then we dive into some events you should be checking out this week. And then a little bit of beer news, like what's happening in the industry. Not just Chicago focused there.
Yeah.
So should we jump into this week? I was back, first full week back, it seemed.
Good to see you around town.
I think I'm out of town next week.
You're probably serious, too.
Yeah. But that will not impact the show or my drinking.
Oh, all right.
But I made it to the Emporium event for Pipeworks.
Yeah, the Twin Peaks Mall. No, Twin Pines Mall. Twin Pines Mall.
Twin Peaks is the show.
Yeah, Twin Peaks is the show. Twin Pines Mall is the mall from Back to the Future. It was Back to the Future Day last week. Yeah, so what was it again? It was a spruce tips and honey in a double IPA.
Yeah, it was delicious. I went there, I think, more just to have the beer, not so much for the event that was happening there.
Yeah.
I got there pretty early. They were setting up, like, the photo booth, Back to the Future. I think one was still playing when I got there.
Yeah. And in the plan, like, all of them.
Yeah. And so I had the beer, played a couple games of pinball, and was like, all right, I'm out.
Right.
But the beer was great. It wasn't, like, overly sprucey.
Exactly. It was, like, a fun IPA. And shout out to those guys, man, because the beer was only $4 a pour.
I know.
It was great, but I loved it.
Yeah. When I got there, it took me a while to find it on the menu because they had a lot of other great beers on. And I was like, oh, man, am I, like, too early? Is it not going to be up there yet? But it was there. $4. Yeah, so threw down a $5. You're good. You got your tip.
There you go.
Was it 10-ounce pours, right?
Yeah. I got there a little bit later, and I noticed that people weren't really watching. They got the big screen on the other side of the wall. Nobody was really watching that, but they were really getting into the photo booth.
Okay.
Because Doc was there, and dude, I saw so many colored, you know, flavored vests, you know, like orange and red, like, you know, 80s style vests. It was hilarious.
Lots of neon and colors. Yeah. Nice.
And one of the coolest things I saw was how, because you know how in there's a scene where Doc gets shot by the Aryans in this, like, it's like this Volkswagen.
Yeah, because he stole the plutonium.
Right, because he stole the plutonium. So then they go recreate the scene. So first of all, they got a VW, just like the movie, and it says Aryans on the license plate.
Okay.
And there's a guy who's dressed up like Doc, and he goes and lays in front of it and acts like he just got shot.
What, they did that outside?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty funny, man.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
It was good stuff, man. A lot of people had fun with that photo booth, and it was packed on a Thursday night.
Yeah, it was super busy there. I know. Even tonight, they have, like, a haunted house going on there, so there's a lot going on at Emporium all the time.
I really love that place, man.
For sure, yeah.
Even both, I'm not even mad at the one that just sells cans, you know? I'm not even mad at that one. They're both pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you, since you got there a little late,
you
were checking out a brewery way out in the suburbs beforehand, right?
Yeah, so Chef Juan Kim, man, who's also doing an event this weekend, we'll talk about that. We decided to hop on the train and go out to beautiful Darien, Illinois, man.
Okay.
So we got on the, metro train and then hopped in a cab for like $10.
Okay.
And went to Miskatonic. So Miskatonic is... it's a former Goose Island brewer and a two brothers brewer that went solo. They've been brewing for about 15 years total, right? And originally they said, these guys are cool as hell, man. We tried all 10 beers.
Okay.
And their space looks really good. It looks just like maybe it's Salamo, a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger, and it's got an extended space for people to sit down.
Oh, cool.
You know? And or Hoppin' Frog, if you've been there. Or kind of like that Floyd's thing where you go into this industrial park. And, you know, there's this brewery in the back, kind of.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So he was saying that they wanted to, because they both live in Darien, and they wanted to get a space in Naperville, because Naperville is the big town over there.
Yeah.
But the building they landed on, the guy who owns that building also owns the building that Salamoth is leasing from.
Oh, okay.
So, and he's like, listen, man, I don't know anything about this craft beer thing, and I don't want it to just go belly up and just have all my tenants leave because, you know.
So all my money's in beer.
All my money's in beer. He's like, I don't want to put all my money in beer. So, and that's how they ended up in Darien.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty cool, man. I had Miskatonic is, I guess, a reference to like a mythical river in some kind of novel, right? So all their beers, their whole theme, they're really big, like, you know, like they're really into novels.
Okay, books.
They're really into books and stuff. No, but this guy, and I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He was telling me how, you know, he was really one of the forefathers. He influenced the guys who ended up writing a lot of really cool horror stuff.
Oh.
You know, like Stephen King and
R.L. Stine, the Goosebumps guy.
Yeah. So all their beers, and dude, their logo is fucking sick. It's like a lady dressed up in like a 18th century garb, like proper garb, and she's in. Under her dress, she's like an octopus. She's got octopus tentacles.
Oh, very cool.
Tentacles.
Tentacles. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I think you posted a picture on our Facebook page, right? The Chicago Beer Pass one, which you should probably go and like
if
you're not doing that.
For sure. So. Yeah. This place is great, man. I would definitely go check this place out. And then apparently there's this place called Chuck's because it's a tap room where you bring your own food.
Okay.
A place called Chuck's Barbecue, a former Rick Bayless disciple opens this barbecue joint who specializes in seafood, and they deliver. They come in 20 minutes. It's a really cool scene out there, and that space is beautiful. And Juan actually did a lot of the artwork out there. You know, he tagged the coolers, and he's got some really nice art piece by the chairs and that kind of stuff.
Oh, very good.
And that's why we ended up going out there, because he wanted to see his work. He hasn't been since he put it up.
Okay. How long did it take to get out there on the train?
It's about 9 stops on that train. So it's just past Bolingbrook or something. I say the whole thing takes maybe a little over an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, you cab it, get on that train, and that whole thing from door to door, from downtown to their door, is a little over an hour.
An hour,
sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so not quite as far as going all the way to the Roundhouse.
No.
Okay.
A little bit shorter. It was a good excursion. I was really glad. I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know anything about the project.
Yeah, no, but I haven't even heard of him, and I'm out that way quite often, so I might have to look that up.
Yeah, it was cool as hell. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend a Sunday Funday or something out there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Then you went over to Emporium. Did you make it anything else over the week?
One more thing. I went to local Brews and Grews at the House of Blues.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, dude, I ran into Cider Bob, Bob Egan.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man, I haven't seen Ken, but he's closing this thing. I'm like, Ken's closing? He's like, yeah. So the Hemisphere is going on at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's no way I'll make it. But then before you know it, you look up and it's 10:45. I'm like, man, I'm going to go check out the show.
Okay.
And dude, I really like the party because that fourth floor foundation room that they have there is a members only room.
Yeah, the VIP room.
Yeah. So if you go see anyone else, you wouldn't be able to go unless you remember. But for this thing, you got access to the whole building. Nice. Which was pretty cool. Yeah, and then you actually get to see Ken on stage, which I've never seen. He's actually pretty good. He's up there singing Hall & Oates and shit. It's actually really fun.
Nice. Yeah, I think he said he didn't see you, but he said his sister saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And tons of Fulton folks were there.
Okay.
And the place was full. The place was rocking.
Nice.
It was good, man. People were moving. It was
good beer selection.
Yeah, I had a Chub Step.
Half Acre.
When you went upstairs to the fourth floor, Green Flash was there. That was their surprise or mystery brewer. They had a Belgian IPA and a rye IPA. Yeah, and then
nice.
Those are the two I remember. Oh, and then I leaned really hard on that Jungle Boogie from Mars.
From Mars? Yeah, oh, that is a good beer.
Yeah, they had a Jungle Boogie and Double Jungle Boogie. Yeah. So
I don't think I've had Double Jungle Boogie.
Double Jungle is nice. Double Jungle smells just
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It was good stuff.
Nice. I wish I would have made it. I needed to stay in on Friday night. That was Friday night, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we went out bowling and then went out for Ken's birthday on Sunday. Yeah. So it's I just needed it. Staying in tonight.
You gotta disconnect. I did a lot of that yesterday.
Cool.
For sure.
Nice. So that was a pretty, I think, solid week for both of us.
That was solid. I rarely have fun on Fridays like that. Friday's usually my non-drinking day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And especially with that, that was a good event, but there wasn't any beer fests going on.
Right. So. There was something that what do you call it? The one at Union Station. We forgot to talk about.
Oh, there was. That one was going on.
Yeah.
The, bro-y.
It was. Yeah.
That one. Okay. The intro to Craft Beer Fest.
That's a very apt description. Yes.
Okay. And then I know I didn't make it to you, but Jake, who works at the Lewski's office, he went to Corridor. It opened.
Oh, so it's open.
Yeah, it's open for dinner. They got beers. Right. They're doing that same can growler thing as well, so you can go there and get beers. He brought one in, I think the Night Witch or the Night something.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty tasty.
The food at the Dry Hop, the first brewery, is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they're following that theme.
Yeah, and I went to the little preview event that I don't think I even talked
about. Yeah, how was that? I don't think I went to that.
It was nice just to see the space. It's a little bigger than Dry Hop, but not by much.
No, they did a good job at Dry Hop of incorporating the bright tanks are behind the bar, and they've got this short, stubby,
same
silhouette.
Same thing going on.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's cool because it's functional, but it's functional art. Almost. You know? It looks very cool.
Yeah, if you went into Corridor, you'd know it was from the Dry Hop people because it looks the same. It's going to have the same vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
So, so definitely check that out, especially if you're in Roscoe Village, which right now we're not far from. So, I think we may check it out for lunch someday, maybe once they get rolling and get some more beers on, give it a try.
It's a good idea.
Cool. Well, what's happening this coming week? I think, and we're trying not to miss anything, right? We can't miss this like intro to Craft Beer Fest.
Yeah, we got a couple things this week, man. We'll get started on Wednesday, the 28th. There's a couple of events. One is an evening of pumpkin beers at Dry Hop. So Dry Hop's going to have a pumpkin showcase. Dry Hop will be there. They've got a stout, pumpkin stout called Sleepy Hollow. Obviously, Pumpkin, Rock Bottom, Avery, and Schlafly will all have beers on tap.
Okay.
So you can get the 5-ounce flight, you know, 5 ounces each, or you can just get full pours at this thing.
That their pumpkin stout is really good.
Yeah.
Like, I like that a lot.
Yeah. I like seeing, you know, pumpkin beers that are like, you know, a little bit something you're not used to seeing, like,
right.
You know, like a pumpkin Belgian or like, you know, because 1090's got a really interesting one like that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like a, it's like a triple. The base of it is a Belgian triple.
Yeah. I don't want just a pumpkin ale all spiced up. And I want, you know, give me the stout. Give me like.
Almanac's got a sour. Dark pumpkin
sour.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds pretty good.
It's cool to see it get mixed up like that. That's on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday is Penguin Hops. So Penguin Hops is a collaboration between Revolution and the Shedd Aquarium. So the Shedd Aquarium apparently has a sustainable garden, and they've got like a wall full of hops that I think Revolution helped them plant. And then Will Turner's got, you know, a bunch of hops at his place that he grows every year.
At his house, yeah. I'm sure he harvested. If anyone is friends with any of them on Facebook or even Instagram, you probably saw pictures of their house like covered in hops.
Completely covered in
hops.
It's
ridiculous. Like, I couldn't, if I was their neighbors, I'd be like, what are those people doing? Like,
goddamn hippies. Yeah, so this is the second year of Penguin Hops. So Penguin Hops is a beer that raises funds for the Shedd Aquarium, and they'll have a launch party at the Shedd. So it's an $18 ticket. You get to talk to the brewmaster, or the pub brewmaster.
Yeah.
And then you get to talk to the Shedd folks who run the aquarium. They're going to have a local band play. They'll have small bites. And then this year they connected with Bucket Feet. Bucket Feet created a shoe. It's like a soft leather shoe called the Hipster Penguin.
Okay.
And this is it's a joint venture between them to also raise money for the event. So they're going to give away a pair of the shoes at the event. So you get a commemorative glass, you get a beer, and then you get to hang out and drink with the folks behind the project.
Oh, that's kind of awesome. Yeah.
I've seen the Hipster Penguin shoes. They look they're female shoes, but they look really fucking cool.
Okay.
Yeah, the penguin's got like, you know, there's this big fluffy scarf, and he's got the dark rimmed glasses, you know.
Oh man, okay. Yeah.
It's hilarious, man.
I may have to look up a picture of these. Like, I can't even. Sounds neat.
So that's also Wednesday. That's a 5 o'clock start on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then let's go to Thursday. Thursday at Fishman's is the heavy-handed wet hop night. So heavy-handed is the harvest ale from Two Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're bringing three different versions of it, and then they're going to have a couple brews on hand, and they'll do a little bit of hop education. So you'll have Cascade, Centennial, and Chinook are the three versions. So they'll do some blind tasting, you know, let you smell the hops, that kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's always fun to go to any of those, like, educational things. If it's, like, hops, malts, barrels,
yeah.
I don't know, anything where you get to learn about what you're eating and drinking just a little more to appreciate it. I'm always a fan of.
It's so true, man. And then when you play with those hops, you really do get to pick up those subtle nuances in between each style. Yeah, it's really cool. That's Thursday, the 29th, up at Fishman's. That's going to be a 6 p.m. start.
Cool.
I don't think we had anything on Friday, but Saturday.
Oh, well, Friday we got this Friday. Workforce Brewing.
There we go.
It's their first annual horror film fest night.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're just going to be playing movies and serving beer. And the production screen will be set up outside. Hopefully the weather's nice. So.
Yeah.
It's getting a little chilly out there, so I don't know how that's going to go.
I wore a vest today, bro.
And so you got to bring your own chairs, unless you probably want to sit on the ground. But, you know, if someone else has a chair and you have to sit on the ground, it's kind of like they're in the way.
Yeah, now you can't see the movie.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
But have you ever been out to Workforce?
I went once because the Misfits were having a tasting out there. Misfits was this group.
The band?
No.
Oh.
it was going to be a brewery. It was a guy, Jason, from he had a website that it doesn't have up anymore.
Okay.
The greatest beer of all time. And then a brewery from Two Brothers. And then the guys who ended up doing the Sovereign Project, Dale and Raphael.
Okay.
They were going to start a brewery called Misfits, and their tasting was at this place.
Oh, nice.
That's the last time I went.
And Workforce is in Plainfield.
Yeah.
So A little bit of a hike. And I believe this kicks off at 6 o'clock.
Right on.
So I don't think there's any, like, cover. I think it's just, like, come out and watch movies and then probably buy beer.
That's cool. I'd like to try more of their stuff.
Yeah. I don't know much about them.
Yeah. They're good guys. I never get to try their stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So then what about Saturday, which is Halloween?
Saturday is Halloween.
Woo!
A couple events on Halloween. You dressing up for Halloween?
I am.
Right on. Who are you going to be?
Kicking with the theme, I'm going to be Doc Brown. And Maeve is dressing up as Marty McFly.
I love it.
So we're going classic 80s Doc and Marty. We're not going future. We're not going Old West. But it'd be fun to, I think, have a group of people that, like, hey, we're 80s, you're 2015, and you're 1800s.
And then we all just meet up somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to get some of those. If the 2015 was, got to get those kicks, those Nike kicks that self-lace. Yeah,
for sure. So I'll be dressing up like that.
That's cool.
You're not dressing up this year?
No, you know, I dressed up. We were talking, man. I dressed up once like Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction after they changed their clothes after they after they needed help from the wolf.
Yeah,
you know, and they're wearing those silly outfits. You know?
Okay,
I dressed up like that once, but I haven't dressed up since then.
All right, you know, Halloween's fun because it's just an excuse to, I don't know, wear something silly. I guess.
Yeah.
Mentioned Jake again. He ordered some Zubus, the pants, because he's going as just like a 90s person.
Oh, man.
So he was wearing them around the office the other day.
Just going to get some Skittles and drop them in a bottle of Zima.
Yeah, there you go. Some Skittle brew. And...
Oh, that's funny, man.
But if you're not dressing up, we got a couple events. If you don't have like a friend's party, what's happening on Saturday night for everyone?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's the return of Boo Ha Ha. This is Juan Kim's party at the Chop Shop in Wicker Park.
Okay.
So that's like a 300-person venue right behind the restaurant called the Chop Shop.
Yeah.
And then they do – this is the second year of it. It'll be at 2 p.m. It's part costume contest, part beer event, right?
Okay.
So you get like what they call up-and-coming underground brewers next to some of Chicago's bigger breweries, you know. We're talking about Mars, talk about Goose Island. You know, there'll be some surprises there. Goose said they might even bring Prop there. Proprietors 2015 or 2014.
Yeah. All right.
So that'll be a good party. That's a $40 ticket. Those guys always party pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, all about music, all about just having a blast.
Man, it's got to be fun to see that next wave of brewers that are coming, because I haven't been to like one of the events where they're featured, like when Rude Hippo and Mars and I'm like blanking on some of the other ones that maybe our microphone or whatever it was before that.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, hey, you guys were at this like little shitty house party, basically.
Basically. It's so cool. Like, and I don't know how other towns are, but in Chicago, man, you get to see these breweries do their thing before they go pro, if you will.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like 18th Street, Spiteful. You talked about microphone, Rude Hippo, back when Rude Hippo was Twisted Hippo and Rude Boy.
Yeah.
And then they had separate booths there. You know, the very first one of Juan's events was a contest where the winner got to make their beer with Stone and Two Brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
the coffee
IPA, the Day Man. Yeah. So yeah, man, this is, it's cool because these guys have their whole theme. They have their recipes they've been working on.
Yeah.
And you know, they really come to play.
So, yeah, I need to make one of these just to know what's happening. I feel like I'm out of touch with the people.
Who are these? Who are these whippersnappers?
Back in my day.
Back in my day, we didn't have this at all.
We didn't put ginger in our beer.
Cucumber, what? So that's Saturday, man. So that's Saturday at 2 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock up in...
How much is it to get in, though?
Yeah, it's a $40 ticket.
$40 ticket.
$40 ticket. Yeah. After that ends at 6, you can go up to Temperance in Evanston. Biz Markie's going to be spinning.
What?
Yeah, man.
Just a friend?
Just a friend, man. Biz Markie, man. The legendary Biz Markie on the one and twos. Ones and twos. So there's going to be four DJs there. It's a $20 ticket, light snacks. You get a pint of beer. But it's a DJ set. And he'll close out the DJ set. And the other three guys will spin before him.
And that's at 6 o'clock?
That's at 6 o'clock.
Oh, man. What time is this party happening? Because it's up in, like, Andersonville, up that way. So
the one you're dressing up for?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
dude,
I wanna
you're not that
go
far.
Go up to Evanston first, catch some Biz Markie, come back down.
Be a little pregame?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hmm.
Play two, man. You got it. Sometimes you got to do it, man.
All right, I'm gonna have to double present this idea, and you know, for run out of time, just hop in the DeLorean, make it happen.
Stand right there.
We are from the future, or we're back. Well, no, we're actually from the past. So.
Make some room. Let's get this thing up to 88. Let's get out of here. So that's Saturday, man. Oh, one more event on Saturday is Whiskey Jubilee. So Whiskey Jubilee is at Salvage One.
Nice.
This is the Jewish whiskey company. They've got 250 whiskeys coming out. They've got a buffet. They're going to have cigars in the back patio there at Salvage One. And they're partying, man. It's an all-day whiskey fest.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about this, and they were saying it like it's old hat. They're like, yeah, you know, we're in town. At Heather's thing. At Heather's thing, the few guy was talking about Whiskey Jubilee. And he's like, yeah, you know, this year's going to be in Chicago. And I guess the last four were in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like a big event.
Yeah, it's like a big thing. Yeah. So that sounds good if you're into booze. That is a $135 ticket. I'm pretty sure they're going to party hard as hell at that thing.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I think when there's whiskey involved, it's a party.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah.
Nice. I feel like that's a pretty solid week to close out October.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if you're dressing up, I'm sure you can go to many of these events in costume. Like, no one's going to be like,
right,
it'd be like, you're some weirdo, get out of here. So be sure to be dressing up, you know. Send us some pictures of you at some of these events in your Halloween costume. Tweet them at us.
We'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely retweet them shits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here, we got some beer news. Right?
Yeah, we got a little bit of beer news this week. Remember the guy over the summer where he said, I'm suing Miller Coors because they told me Blue Moon was a craft beer, and it's really not. They lied to me.
Okay.
It's really Miller Coors, right? So that guy went to court. And the judge said, get the hell out of the court. So
right.
they threw the case out. You know, they basically said, hey, you know, you're going to have to rephrase your claim because as it stands, you know, there's no reason for us to say that Miller Coors is not a craft beer. So, and this, you know, this is interesting because, like, the craft beer term, right, is really kind of enforced by, like, the Brewers Association.
Right. And which is based on barrels per money volume. There's
exactly, like six million barrels, right? Is a formula. You can't be owned less than 25% of you. 25%. What is it? So 75% of the brewery has to be owned by like a brewer or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And in their case, Blue Moon, none of that's true.
Okay.
But you know, so legally they can call it whatever they want. You know,
okay.
Anybody can call anything they want, apparently, you know.
Well, they can call it a craft beer. Not enforced by, it's just a group of people.
It's just a group of people not enforced by law.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting, man. Blue Moon did 70 million barrels last year.
Wow.
Just Blue Moon.
Just Blue Moon. Not even Horchata Blue Moon.
We're not even talking Horchata. That was the thing that jumped out at me. I'm like, yo, they are selling a lot of Blue Moon.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, is this guy going to go back to court, you think? Or is he going to be like, does he just want, he's like the public eye for this,
I feel like so too, yeah. But then, I think it is pretty cool that the judge was like, hey, listen, man, I don't agree with you. They can call this whatever they want. But if you want to rephrase your complaint, I will be more than happy to hear it again. Yeah. So
okay.
So a little light on the news, news department. Oh, I do have one more bit of news.
Okay.
There is a rumor that during FOBAB week, Malort got together with Patty Long's and they got a Malort barrel and they put some 2015 Dark
bacon
Lord
in it.
Dark Lord and bacon. Yeah, they're doing. Apparently, they're doing Dark Lord, barrel aged Malort Dark Lord at Kaiser Tiger. The week of FOBAB.
Week of FOBAB.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll probably be one of these pre-parties you see pop up.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. The other thing I saw pop up today was a little bit about, is it Weiner?
Yeah. The brewery out at the plant, right?
Yeah.
In the back of the Yards neighborhood.
Back of the Yards.
So this is the one where, like, you have to have the brewery because the brewery and the fish and
right. The plant does not work without a brewery.
The plant does not work without a brewery and the fish and
yeah. There's no fish. So there's no brewery and there's no brewery. There's no fish. Yeah,
it's all its own ecosystem, man. Yeah. You know,
circle of life.
It's a circle of life, man. You know, we don't need dumpsters, man. Because what we're gonna do is we're gonna take the oil, man, and we're gonna put it in the plants, man.
And the fish.
And then the fish, man. And then once the fish are dead, man, we're gonna use that to steam the beer, man.
But this is Brian Taylor's.
Who is he is a Goose Island brewer, and he was responsible for the latest sister, which is Hallia, and Hallia is the peach sour to go with Madame Rose and Juliet. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's teamed up with Rhea, who I met Rhea when she was at Bangers and Lace. Mm-hmm. She also does the beer program at Trenserman. I don't think has anything involved with Bangers and Lace anymore since that group that owned them sold Bangers and Lace, because Bangers and Lace is now its own thing.
It's
like Bangers and Lace and Anthem are now a different group of people, but it's still like Trenserman and Revel Room and Bar DeVille, like all those people. And
right on.
Whatever that new, what was that place on Division where Small Bar went?
Oh, Royale.
Same people there too.
Really?
So she's part of like that group, but she's involved with Weiner. Is it Weiner?
Yeah, it's Weiner.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems like an interesting project. I know the Ale Syndicate guys were out there back then. They weren't called Ale Syndicate. They were called something else.
Chicago? Yeah, like or New Chicago.
New Chicago Brewing. And, well, they left because they were like, hey, you know, this doesn't really seem like it's about the beer. You know, we want a place that's just all about beer and that's it.
Yeah.
So they left. And then, of course, the plant can't run without a brewery. Yeah. So it went dormant.
They shut the plant down, actually. Yeah.
So it couldn't run without a brewery. And now, now Weiner is in. You know, and let's see how they do, man. You know, I'm rooting for them. I'm very curious. It gives us a reason to go over there. Like, I don't know if I've never. I know the Sox play not far from there.
Yeah,
but I've never just like been to the back of the yards. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
no. And I think they said their first beer is gonna showcase here in December. And Michael Kaiser was like a consultant on this project too.
That guy gets around.
Yep.
He's not playing any games. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, drinking so much and going to all these breweries, man. Whew, it slows me down.
I know that feeling.
But that's going to do it for episode 100 of Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, buddy.
Nick, where can people find you, get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. We are working on getting better at the Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, so you know, follow that up. But our Facebook page is very active.
Yeah.
That's / Chicago Beer Pass. We're posting photos when we go to these events. We're sharing other events we come across that just like, hey, this looks interesting. It's tonight. We missed it. Check it out. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, links to Stitcher. We got the video version up there too when we get that going. We have it going. We got video again this week. We had video again last week. So I think with the new office space, it's not too shabby here. We'll have it. It'll get better and better. We'll get some more graphics in there. Yeah. It'll improve.
There we go. There we go. Got lava lamps.
Yeah, we got lava lamps. They're not in the shot. They're in the office. But, so go to chicagobeerpass.com. You know, subscribe, watch, listen, do your thing.
Yeah.
And then tell people about the show because, you know what? We love hearing that more people listen to the show. Like when we go out and someone's like, hey, I listen to your show or watch your show. It's like, whoa.
It is literally the coolest shit of the week when that happens. Yeah. I get giddy about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's fun. It's very fun.
You guys enjoy listening to us talking, rambling about our drinking. we're going to get out of here. We're going to finish our new man's. And yeah, you know, we got to find you a Halloween costume.
Ike Turner this year, man.
Ike Turner. All right.
Cheers.